the ability of improvisation, or keeping that equilibrium between the score and the improvisation, both for the instrumentalist and for the vocalist, I think it's one of the things that differentiates the Spanish Harlem from bands today, wouldn't you think?
No doubt about it. You described it exactly to a T. You know, for me, like I said, and you know, what's funny, it's kind of ironic, because I'm only doing music the way I learned how to do it, back in the 70s with Ray Barreto, with Peter Conde, with Imal Miranda, with Conjunto Libre, with Ruben Blades. You know, all those guys in those bands were featured. And people, and even before my time, I remember going to dances when I was a young musician and standing in front of Eddie Palmieri's band, or Ray Barreto's band, and just going like, wow, Barry's going to take a solo, Kendall's going to take a solo, Andy's going to take a solo, Louis Cruz is going to take a solo, Roberto Rodriguez. Those were the highlights for me, you know, and the fact that that's not present in our music, well, man, it speaks very low to, you know, the turn that the music has taken. And, you know, as you well know, and people who know about the art form of music, you know, a good part of what that art is about is letting the creative aspect of the music take hold and create magic. You know, when we go to a studio, we try to create that magic. Nowadays, they try to recreate it, but artificially. And it's not the same. It just isn't the same, because when you let musicians loose in a situation where there's chemistry between sections and between players, that's where the magic is created.